Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3435 BN. Today's date is August 27th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Kamala Harris Trapped in Her Copycat Policies. Infighting begins. Did Trump send a warning to Kamala Harris? Talk about her health. Have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I recently saw a video he made and I was shocked. He's in his 80s and still kicking butt and working out and staying active. What's even more shocking is he's stronger and can work out longer and even has plenty of energy left over for his grandkids. He did this by just making one change. He says he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this one thing too, and she's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger. Her body looks leaner and she has energy all day. Chuck made a special video that explains everything. Make sure you watch it by going to chuckdefense.com/X22 or click the link down below in the video. It will change the way you think about your health. Once again, that's chuckdefense.com/X22 and click on the link in the description below to watch the video now. You won't believe how simple it is. Just a reminder, the legendary Chuck Norris is a whopping 81 years old and yet has more energy than me. He discovered he could create dynamic changes to his health simply focusing on three things that sabotage our body as we age. Watch this method by clicking the link in the description box below. That is chuckdefense.com/X22. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, you can see that Kamala Harris's campaign is unbelievably imploding on itself. That entire honeymoon phase where the fake news protected her and gave us these fake numbers to convince people that she's better than, you know, sliced bread. Well, that is completely and utterly falling apart. Kamala Harris and Biden, the entire administration is absolutely toxic. Because think about it. They've been taking orders from who? Obama. Obama, safe. He put these two fools out in front. He pushed everything through them. They're the ones who are pushing the 16-year plan. They were the ones who are pushing the policies to destroy the country. There is now no going back from that. Yes, they can lie and say, hey, we never did that. Hey, it must have been someone else in government. It must have been someone else in the VP position. It must have been someone else in the president position. It wasn't us. I don't know who did these policies. But it's not going to work because the people, they get it. Trump wasn't in the White House. Trump wasn't making these policies. Actually, he's completely against them. They were the ones pushing these policies. And the internet is forever. All anyone has to do is go back in time and they can find the truth. And guess what? The truth is coming out. Her entire campaign is an illusion, just like Biden's was an illusion. Why do you think his poll numbers were dropping? They have the same policies. There's no difference. They are destroying America and Americans are waking up. So if you have Biden and you replace Biden with Kamala, what changed? Absolutely nothing. All you now have is an Indian woman who's pretending to be black who has the same exact policies as the white man. So nothing's changed. You're getting the same exact thing. See, Trump and the Patriots, they knew this from the very, very beginning. They knew that they were toxic. They knew that Obama was using Kamala as a stepping stone. Now, he's going to try to swap her out. He's going to try to get rid of her because her poll numbers are dropping like a rock. Plus, all she's doing now is copying Trump's policies. Why would you want a copy when you can get the original? The original is valuable. The copy is worthless. Really think about that for a second. So why in the world would you want the copy? You wouldn't. And everything she's trying to do is completely failing. And now there's infighting in her administration. Because again, they are trapped in all this. And I do believe Trump, he actually sent a warning to Kamala saying, listen, I debated Biden early in the presidential election, and he did very, very poorly during the debate. And you know what they did to him? They replaced him with you. Now, we've come to an agreement to have a debate on September 10th. And when you fail in this debate, you know what they're going to do? They're going to replace you. So you better think hard about the decision to debate. If you do debate, just know this, you most likely will be replaced with someone else. If you don't do the debate, you're going to fail because everyone's going to see you back out and you won't win the presidential election. So I think he gave Kamala a warning, and I do believe Obama, who is in control of all of this, has been in control of this from the very, very day, the day that the resident was put into place. Obama, I do believe, wants her to debate because he wants to swap her out. That's why she had to show everyone that she was black, because it's going to be a lot easier to swap out a black woman for maybe a black woman. It's actually going to be pretty easy to swap out the white man who lies to everyone. They both can be swapped out very, very easily. And I do believe this is the next step that Obama is trying to push. And I think Trump is letting Kamala know that this is what's going to happen. Now, I do believe Obama is probably going to push out Biden. Biden will probably resign, and they will probably make Kamala the acting president of this country. Now, again, this is what they're trying to do. Now, Kamala could back out of the debate. She could just go along for the ride, and the whole entire campaign will completely implode. And Trump doesn't mind that. But I don't believe the deep state players are going to play that game. I don't think they can afford it. I think they need to bring someone in clean. I think they need to get rid of the toxicity that is now surrounding the Biden-Harris administration. And I think they're going to make this move. Plus, we now know that Facebook was involved in censoring people when we had COVID. And they did everything the Biden administration wanted. And Facebook interfered with the election. So let's get this straight. Now we have the 50 former intelligence officials that admitted that the laptop isn't Russian disinformation and they lied about it, because now it's proved, because the FBI said it's Hunter Biden's laptop. Maybe they didn't admit it. Maybe they're still going with the lie, probably. We have Facebook now saying that they interfered in the election. We have Georgia, where they said the election should never have been certified because we just proved that, hey, by the way, that the original ballots don't match what the machines were recording. And when you look around the country, you can see that the Secretary of State's and all the other different states, they changed the laws when they weren't allowed to change the laws, and they are covering up their crimes. So when you really think about it, these individuals, they overthrew the United States government. And now we know Biden was involved in instructing Facebook in what to do, which means Obama was involved because he was involved with what? Russia, Russia, Russia. Clinton was involved because she was involved with what? Russia, Russia, Russia. Pelosi was involved because she was involved with what? January 6th. So when you start to look at this, we have all those players. We have Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. We have the DOJ, CISA, CIA, FBI, Antifa. They're all involved in overthrowing the United States government. And that is 18 U.S. Code Section 2385, advocating overthrow of government. They knowingly did this. All of these people should go to jail. All of these people were involved in overthrowing the government. And now it's coming out, and now you see the proof of all of this. So since the information came out that the Biden administration was involved with Facebook, does this hurt them or does this help them? No, it hurts them further. So now the Biden administration, including Kamala Harris, it is so toxic that they can't recover from all of this. And it's going to get worse and worse as time goes on. I do believe that Obama most likely will make his next move. And I wouldn't be surprised if it's maybe an October surprise, because if they do have a debate, and right now it's scheduled for September 10th, they will probably make this move maybe in October, because they're desperate right now. They're not playing by the rules. They're criminals. I know everyone's going, well, that's not allowed. You just can't do that. Well, look what they did with the DNC. Did anyone elect her? Did anyone vote for her? No. Do criminals care about the law? No, they don't. They will do whatever they have to do to survive. When did you ever see a criminal going, holy crap, you know something? Yeah, the store's locked. I want that necklace, but it's against the law to rob the store. So they stop themselves. No, they never do that. They're criminals. They go, you know what? I'm breaking the window, grabbing the necklace. I'm leaving. The same thing with the deep state players. Stop thinking of them as if they're going to follow the rule of law because they're upstanding citizens. No, at the core, they are criminals. And they're running a criminal syndicate. They have been for a very long time. So the criminals will do whatever they have to do to survive. Yes, and that includes cheat. That includes lying. That includes killing. That includes war. That includes cheating in the election. That includes covering everything up. That includes trying to change the laws when they're not allowed to change the laws. That includes going down to Epstein Island. That includes money laundering. You name it. They're part of all of this because they're criminals. It's just like when a mafia controls a town. They control the judges. They control the prosecutor. They control the newspaper. They control the police. They control everything. So if you control everything, you're going to do everything you possibly can to stay in power. That's what they're trying to do. But again, it's all going to fail because the truth is coming out. The people are starting to learn this. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they are leading them down this path where people see more and more and more. And think about what Trump has been doing. He's been bringing patriots to his side. He's building his own army, not just of Republicans, not just independents, but Democrats. Actually, when you look at them, they are patriots of this country. They just want this country back. That's what he's building right now. And with the people behind him, this is the most powerful weapon that we could ever create against the deep state players. Because what do they have? They have the fake news, which they can control. They have a couple of CEOs in corporations and the top level Hollywood people. And those people below it just tell them, the top level just tell the bottom level what to do. And they have the corrupt people in D.C. The rest of the country is not theirs. The everyday hardworking man and woman, the small business owners, they don't have these people. They don't have the military. So they are trapped with this small group of people trying to pretend that they're much more powerful, much, much more in control than they really are. They're not. This is why they have to lie. This is why they have to cheat. This is why they have to manipulate the numbers, because this is the only way they have to convince you. And those people watching CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, and the rest, this is what they use to convince you that there's no hope. Trump's not winning. The Democrats, they have the advantage. It's all a lie. It's always been a lie. Trump is winning in the polls. All you got to do is go to the raw numbers and you could see it as clear as day. Why do you think when you looked at 500,000 people that voted in the political polls and you see almost 6 million people that voted in Elon's poll, these are the raw numbers of the people of this country, the percentage that Trump got is very, very similar, because that is showing you the truth. 73 to 78, 79% over Kamala. Trump is winning. And once again, since he brought RFK onto his side, Tulsi Gabbard onto the side, what you're going to see is you're going to see more patriots join him. And you're going to see those people that were never Republicans, those people that were never patriots, they're going to go to the dark side. And we're already starting to see that. We're already starting to see the staffers of Romney, Bush, and others go over to Kamala Harris. That should tell you everything you need to know. Remember, what does RINO mean? Republican in name only. They were never Republican. They were part of the Uniparty. They're part of the deep state. They're part of the criminal syndicate. And now Trump and the people are changing all of this. But you can see the deep state players, they're going to fight back with everything that they have. Now, I'm going to be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about patriotism in this country. And once again, we have an Oklahoma teen who decided, you know something, I'm going to put the flag on the back of my truck. I'm going to pull up to school and I'm going to be very proud to be an American. And what did the high school do? The Edmond, Oklahoma High School? Well, they decided to say, you know something, you better stop that. You better take that flag off your truck. It's not allowed, even though There's no rule or anything like that that says it's not allowed. So you know what happened? All of a sudden, we had all his friends. They decided to put the flag on their trucks. Didn't we see this story once before? I mean, think about it. Why would a high school say you can't fly the American flag? Aren't we Americans? No, this shows you who truly hates America. And this also shows you who truly loves America. Because those people that don't support the flag, those people that burn the flag, those people that are completely against the flag, they're starting to show their true colors right now. And you're starting to see who they really are. John Schneider came out and he actually said, you know something? He's proud of this young man for doing this. And he shouldn't back down and he should move forward with it. And he's going to move forward with it. And the school's going to buckle under the pressure, just like the other child who did this in another high school. And this is what we need to keep doing. We need to keep pushing back, saying, absolutely not. This is America. I'm proud to be an American. I'm going to fly not just one flag now. I'm going to put two on my truck. I'm going to put three. So how's that? And you keep pushing back until they fold and you allow everyone to see the true enemies of this country, because that's what you're really what you're seeing. You're seeing the people that hate this country. They're not hiding anymore. They're showing you. And when they show you something, believe it. Now, just like when you're looking at Kamala right now, whatever she's showing you now, believe it. She's a flip-flopper. Now, all of a sudden, she wants to build the wall. She just flipped again, and she's saying, yes, we need a wall in this country. Well, if we needed a wall, Trump left you all the material. The wall was paid for. Why didn't you build the wall when you got into office? Because, again, it's an election year, and she's lying. Patriots Art Control put this out and said, then and now. Back then, on April 4th, 2018, she said, funding Trump's unrealistic border wall would be a gross misuse of taxpayer money. You mean $10 billion for the wall, but we could spend $450 billion for illegals coming to this country? We can give them food, shelter. We can remove our children from the schools and we're allowed the illegals to move in there. We can give them free loans. Although that's worth it. But building a wall, that's just crazy talk. So again, she thinks everyone is dumb. Take a listen to what she said back in 2019. About Trump and his border wall. She said it's a vanity project that won't work. It's funny how they're building walls, and I'm talking about the Biden-Harris administration. They're building walls in other countries, and it seems that it works out there. And when Trump was building the wall and he had security measures in place, it looks like it really worked. So why would she flip it if it doesn't work? But just take a listen to what she said here.
Is about a vanity project for this president.
Right.
And it is a problem of his own making.
Right.
And listen, when I travel this country, folks have plenty enough problems that they need their president to focus on.
You know what?
Instead of a wall that, by the way, because I was a prosecutor for many years, including the Attorney General of California, I specialize on transnational criminal organizations.
Yeah.
That wall ain't gonna stop them.
No.
No.
So let's see if we can see a pattern. This is going to be very interesting. Chad Gilmartin put this out and said, 2015, Kamala opposed the wall. 2016, she opposed it. 2017, 2018, 2019, 2020, 2021, 2022, 2023, 2024, she supports the wall. Anyone see why? Because right now it's an election and they're not winning in the election and they are the incumbents. And everything that they've done has destroyed this country. Now, people say, well, 2020 was an election year. But remember, they didn't implement their policies. It was very easy for them to say, hey, the wall's not going to work. We don't need a wall. It's a waste of money. But now, since everyone's seen it and everyone's seen the illegals come into this country and everyone has experienced the crime and the resources being used and how much money is being spent on these people, what she's trying to do isn't working. And the people aren't stupid. They know that it's for the election. But what's very interesting about all of this is it really her saying this or is it her aides? Ryan Savendra put this out and said, Kamala Harris has not changed her views on banning fracking, eliminating private health insurance, the border wall, or anything else for that matter. All of these stories rely on unnamed aides claiming she's changed. Harris has never said any of this herself. There are no quotes. So why would they do this? Why would they have the aides put this out And why wouldn't she actually say it? Because then when she turns around and does the opposite, she could say, I never said that. Who said that? I quoted that. Find that for me. I've never said that. And when you go back in time, you will not be able to find it because she didn't say it. So she's using this for the election, and she's also making sure that she can backtrack out all this. But this is going to fail because now, even with her aides coming out and saying this, Attorney General Andrew Bailey said the following on X: the wall, I just obtained a court order forcing her to finish it. So let's say you're in office, Biden's in office, start building the wall as fast as you possibly can and keep doing it. You think they're going to do it? Most likely not. Because if they were really going to do it, they would have done it on day one. Because Trump, remember, he said, the wall's paid for. Here's all the pieces to the wall. We have the contractors sitting there waiting for you. All you got to do is keep going, and the wall will be built by the end of your term, and the border will be secure. Day one, what did they do? They reversed all of Trump's policies using an executive order, and they decided not to build the wall. You think Trump and the Patriots knew that this was their plan? Absolutely. So right there, you could see their true agenda. And the people now are seeing their true agenda. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that every step of the way, the deep state players, as they try to cheat in the election, they are losing that ability. The Trump-appointed judge temporarily has now blocked Biden's attempt to give amnesty and pathway to citizenship to over a million illegal aliens. So this is going to be a major, major problem for the deep state players. Because remember, they created this program called Keeping Families Together that would have given amnesty to individuals who have entered the country illegally and consequently married an American citizen. And a federal judge temporarily blocked this and saying that, no, this doesn't fly. Attorney General Ken Paxton put this out and said, we have temporarily blocked Biden's unlawful new parole in place program. Biden's unconstitutional scheme would have rewarded over a million illegal aliens with the opportunity for citizenship after breaking our country's laws and incentivized countless more. And he's absolutely right. So all of that now is shut down. And they're having a very, very difficult time because they would like to make them citizens to do what? To vote in this election. So I do believe they are having a major problem with getting their cheating mechanism going because they need the illegals. They need a lot of these people to be citizens. And the only way they can do it now, most likely, is to try to ramp up the plandemics, because now there's more than one, try to scare the people into staying home, try to lock down things so people use the mail-in ballots, and go ahead and take the hacked Social Security numbers and hand them out and the addresses to the illegals so they could use the mail-ins to send into the elections. But once again, I do believe that this is going to fail. Right now it's going to fail because Kamala, her poll numbers are in the dirt. They're lower than Biden's. Even though the fake news is telling you it's much, much better. They're doing this on purpose. But every day that passes, you can see the numbers, they're not real. And it's getting harder and harder for them to convince the people of this. So if you don't have a person that can actually get votes, you can't cheat in the election because the cheating system right now that they have developed, it has to be pretty close. It has to be at least a little bit close where they could take a day or two or three to actually bring in the ballots. If they have to do this over 2-3 weeks, this is going to look very, very suspicious. And if this happens in all different areas, it's not going to fly. So I do believe that Obama knows this. He knows that Kamala is going to be a huge problem, but he couldn't jump over her. And I do believe that he's going to have to most likely try to replace her. And this might be an October surprise for them. And we'll have to see how this plays out. Doesn't mean he'll have the ability to do it, because I do believe there's a lot of infighting right now amongst the deep state players. Just like Biden was continually pushing back, and he pushed back so much that I think they really wanted to do this a lot earlier, but they couldn't. So now they're trapped where they are. But I do believe they're going to be pushing forward with this. And as we move towards the presidential election, what does the deep state need to do? They need to censor anyone that's going to be pointing to election fraud. They need to censor anyone that's saying, hey, this pandemic is fake. They have to censor anyone that says, hey, look, I see cheating. I see illegals now voting. I see the mail-in ballots. They need to censor all of this. So that's what they're doing right now. They started out with X. They put a lot of pressure on Elon. He shut down his operations in Brazil. The EU right now is putting a lot of pressure on Elon. The UK is putting a lot of pressure on Elon. And I do believe they're also putting pressure on Rumble and True Social. And once they get rid of Elon, of course, what are they going to do? They're going to go to Rumble, then they're going to go to True Social, because they need all these platforms out of the way. So they've taken Telegram and they went ahead and they arrested Durov. And I do believe what they're going to do is they're going to try to force the corporations to ban the app. And this is the way they're going to censor. But again, look what they're doing. They're removing free speech. This is what they would like to do in this country. The deep state players would love to usher in hate speech laws, just like the EU. But the problem is we have the Constitution. And if you go back in time, George Washington told us exactly what would happen if we lost our ability to speak freely. This is what he said. If freedom of speech is taken away, then dumb and silent, we may be led like sheep to the slaughter. And he's absolutely right. This is why they gave you the Second Amendment. This is why they said, listen, you must protect the ability to speak freely. You must protect the ability to address the government and protest when the government isn't doing the right thing. You must have the ability to have a free press where the government isn't involved. This was very, very important to the founding fathers, because they just fought a war and they fought for their freedom. So they understood. They didn't, after the war, they didn't sit around the table going, hey, you know something? We really need the Second Amendment because we need to hunt our, you know, for our food. No, they knew that they just fought against a tyrannical government. And the only thing that saved them was what? Weapons. Because they were able to defend themselves against the British. Think about it. If the colonists didn't have their weapons and the tyrannical government was censoring, throwing people in jail, that's what they were doing. That's why our founding fathers decided to use pen names. That's why they were publishing in different publications, because they were banned in some publications. If they didn't have weapons and the British came to the colonists, they brought the troops and they didn't have weapons to defend themselves, would we have this country right now? No, we wouldn't. What was the only thing that saved this country? What was the one thing that allowed this country to basically push back the tyrannical government? That was their weapons. That was it. And now you could see why the deep state players want our weapons. Why do you think they started in the other countries? Why do you think they started in Australia, New Zealand? They went to the UK. They went to France and Spain. Because they don't have a constitution like we have. They don't have rights like we have. They call them rights, but they're really privileges. And they can be taken away at any moment, as you can see with what they're doing. First, they took their weapons. And let me include Canada in this. It's the same exact thing. First, they took their weapons. And now they're telling them what to say. Ooh, isn't that what George Washington say? If freedom of speech is taken away, then dumb and silent, we may be led like sheep to the slaughter. So again, the deep state players with their 16-year plan, they've been trying to take the weapons away from the people. That was Obama's mission. The first 8 years, get the weapons, get that UN arms treaty passed that's sitting in the Senate, because Obama would have signed it. So we had mass shooting after mass shooting after mass shooting after mass shooting, and they couldn't get it passed. But Hillary Clinton was supposed to be coming on board, and she was supposed to finish this and then bring us to war. But she lost. Then Trump stepped in and reversed everything that they were trying to do. Now we have Biden. He's been trying to get the weapons away from the people ever since he took office. Kamala right now is saying that she will use an executive order if Congress doesn't do anything. Basically, what she's saying is, I will be a dictator and I will tell everyone, we're coming for your weapons. She will become a full dictator. And she put this out on X. Congress must renew the assault weapons ban. Ban assault weapons. Thomas Massie responded to this and said, this is all she can say out loud for now. What you need to understand is her handlers who pulled the coup on Biden want to ban civilian ownership of all guns. Disarming the general public is necessary to their goal of suppressing all other individual liberties. Everyone's starting to see it. I do believe everyone is starting to see it. And those people who aren't seeing it, They're about to see it. Now, the other thing that we could see is that war is continually pushing forward. And there are certain leaders that are talking about peace, like Zelensky, because Zelensky met with Modi, met with Viktor Orban. Putin said, listen, I'll listen to Trump with peace. Xi Jinping saying the same thing. I do believe Israel would listen to Trump about peace. And I do believe Trump has been setting this up because he knows we're heading towards war. And it looks like the Pentagon press secretary, an OSINT defender, put this out. Major General Pat Ryder was asked earlier today during a press conference if he still believes an Iranian attack against Israel will occur, for which he stated, we continue to assess that there is a threat of attack, and we again remain postured to be able to support the defense of Israel as well as protect our forces in the region should they be attacked, which means I do believe we're getting very, very close and we're going to see something happen. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that American First Legal, they have revealed new documents that actually show that Kamala Harris lied about the Afghan refugees brought to the U.S. Well, that's shocking. This is what they put out. The Biden-Harris admin claimed that they were importing Afghans as refugees who helped the U.S. government, when in reality, officials admit in newly obtained docs from litigation that they did not know their identities. Some have allegedly committed heinous crimes. We obtained these documents through litigation against the Department of Justice, and after it stonewalled our investigation into Biden-Harris administration decision making over the disastrous withdrawal, the document we received revealed utter chaos and incompetence. For example, in early August 2021, the Department of State asked federal government agencies to confirm that a spreadsheet listing Afghans who did not meet minimum time in service for a special immigrant visa should be referred to the U.S. Refugee Admissions Program for resettlement into the United States because they have supposedly otherwise worked on behalf of the United States or a U.S. government-funded program. A Department of Justice attaché at the U.S. Embassy in Kabul appeared not to recognize any of the names on that list. Even the Afghans referred and then nominated by the U.S. Embassy in Kabul for admissions to the USRAP, however, would face significant challenges to make it into the United States, such as finding their own way to a third country and supporting themselves while their application for acceptance into the program for resettlement to the U.S. is being reviewed. Security checks are performed, medical exams done, etc. As early as August 15, 2021, despite the previous guidance that the USRAP applicants would need to find their own way to a third country, hundreds were leaving Afghanistan on U.S. Air Force cargo planes. By August 16, 2021, the DOJ National Security Division still considered vetting to be an interagency issue. While the DOJ has not disclosed what the vetting issues were, we also obtained a Department of State cable instructing posts to process civil society leaders as priority number one refugee applicants. So once again, they lied about all of this. That's what criminals do, and they will continue to do this. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we could see that the CIA director, he is now visiting other countries, and it looks like he's up to something because we know that they're going to actually cheat in the election. Max Abrams put this out and said, conservative knew this from day one, and I said so many, many, many times, but it has now been confirmed by even the most partisan Biden loyalists that he cheated like crazy to win the 2020 election by soliciting our intel leaders and media companies to partake in mass censorship of politically damaging information right before the election to beat Trump. Miranda Devine responded to this, said, what tricks do the spy chiefs have planned this time? General Flynn says someone needs a Freedom of Information Act request for the current CIA director's travel and meeting schedule, especially recent trips he's taken to certain parts of Europe, because what are they planning to do here? We know they're planning something. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, since Trump now has intelligence from the military, they already have countermeasures in place. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Zelensky, he is ready to present a plan to Joe Biden to end the war with Russia, but says Kiev won't compromise. He also is going to give the same plan to Harris and Trump. Now, this is very interesting because, number one, we had Viktor Orban. He visited Zelensky. He visited Putin. He visited Xi. He visited Trump. Trump was also visited by Netanyahu. We had Modi visit Zelensky. Now we have this peace plan The peace plan is going to be given to all these players. Who do you think is going to be able to negotiate this peace plan? You think the deep state players want peace? No, they want war. So I do believe Biden and Harris, because one and the same, they will be pushing war. Trump will be pushing peace. And even if they try to negotiate peace, it's going to be everything for Ukraine, nothing for Russia. And it won't work out. Think about all their other peace plans. Have any of them worked out? Absolutely not. They pretend they're negotiating peace. That's the way they want it to look. But in reality, they actually want war. And what's very interesting, going back to when Trump was in the White House, Trump, he actually created the Space Force. And now he wants to take this to the next level. And he wants to create the Space National Guard. This is what he said. One of my proudest achievements in my first term was to create Space Force, the first new branch of the armed forces in over 70 years. Now that Space Force is up and running, I agree with our leadership that the time has come to create a Space National Guard as the primary combat reserve of the U.S. Space Force. As president, I will sign historic legislation creating a Space National Guard into law, because now everything is moving into space. Remember, there was a time, going way back in time, when the battles weren't fought on land anymore. The battles were fought in the ocean. We are entering a new realm of tyranny. Our three-letter agencies, which were once symbols of protection and order, to seem to have been weaponized against us, the American people. To give you an idea of the gravity of the situation, consider this. The IRS has amassed an arsenal of 4,500 guns, 5 million rounds of ammunition, 621 shotguns, 539 sniper rifles, and 15 submachine guns. The Department of Veterans Affairs, tasked with assisting our veterans, has acquired 11 million rounds of ammunition. The U.S. Postal Service, the agency that delivers our mail, has a tactical team. The number of non-DOD federal employees with firearms, which includes agencies like the IRS, is 200,000, surpassing the Marine Corps' 186,000 members. If your government doesn't use deadly force on people raiding into your country, they don't defend those borders. But they'll use deadly force to collect your taxes, to enforce unconstitutional laws. Then traitors have taken over your country and taken control of your government, and it is now tyranny. Now, let me tell you about NMN. This isn't just any supplement. It's a game changer. A recent Harvard study showed that NMN can help reduce weight, cholesterol, and even blood pressure in overweight adults. This thing has been dubbed the Limitless Pill and can take 10 to 20 years off of you. It's like the fountain of youth in a bottle, but the FDA, they're trying to keep it away from us. Why? Because a healthy, strong population is harder to control. The FDA is attempting to change the status of NMN supplements to be classified as a drug, which would allow pharmaceutical companies to control it. This move is not based on the efficacy or safety of NMN, but is aimed at cornering the market and taking the supplement away from you, and having you pay 20 to 30,000 prescriptions that you can't pay without insurance. Now you can't go homestead and off the grid because you need your job's insurance to stay healthy, keeping you a slave to the system. In times like these, we need to be vigilant. We need to be prepared. And most importantly, we need to take control of our health, because if we don't, they will. So arm yourself with knowledge, stock up on NMN, and let's show them that we won't be silenced or subdued. We're in this together, and together we will rise above. I don't promote many people, but I generally respect these guys. They're fighters standing up for what's right. I asked them if they could offer a special deal for tonight, especially since we're diving deep into these topics. They agreed to an amazing buy two, get one free 48 deal. This stuff isn't cheap, so it's a great opportunity to stock up. I wanted my followers to have a chance to get their hands on NMN before any potential restrictions come into play. Black Force Supplements is ready to fight for this. They want to ensure that people have access to NMN, but who knows? There might come a day when agents are at Black Forest store trying to stop them from selling this life-changing supplement. So I urge you to check out the link and grab some for yourself. Go to blackforestsupplements.com/X22 or click the link in the description. Then, once the battles happened in the ocean, we moved to where? We moved into the air. Then we had air battles. Now it looks like we're moving into space. So you can see where all of this is headed. Now, once again, we know the deep state players. They're going to try to push the plandemic once again. And it looks like right now they're trying to use all the options that they have right now, and they're deploying it. Oh, deadly mosquitoes, Mpox, bird flu, COVID's getting really bad. We got to close the schools. And remember, going back to the very, very beginning, Trump let everyone know that hydroxychloroquine, that is better than a vaccine, and we should actually look into it. We should use it. It will help with the pandemic. And if we use it, we will not have the pandemic. And since that time, the deep state players, they went all out to actually stop this from happening. Why? Because hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, they actually counter viruses. And I do believe these medications will also counter cancer. And this is why they've been keeping it hidden from the public. But let's go back a little bit in time, and let's go back to April 11, 2020. Elizabeth Cohen said the following in this article, and here's the title. President Trump is wrong in so many ways about hydroxychloroquine studies. Here are the facts. Let's fast forward to today. Study finds hydroxychloroquine helped coronavirus patients survive better. Actually, if you go past this, actually hydroxychloroquine got rid of COVID. Ivermectin got rid of COVID. So they lied back then. They didn't have any special study. Doctors were already telling everyone that hydroxychloroquine worked. They didn't want anyone to know this. Why do you think people were censored off of YouTube, censored off of Facebook, Instagram? And who told the social media platforms to censor everyone? Well, we know it's the Biden administration. We know from the Twitter files, that's exactly what they did. And now we've come to find out that Facebook admits, Zuckerberg admits that the Biden White House forced tech giants to censor these five COVID claims. Man-made, manufactured, bioengineered, a bioweapon created by the individual government, modified through gain-of-function research. And what else did they censor? All those scientists and all those doctors who said, listen, we have cures. We know how to treat this. We don't need the bioweapon. You see, if they allowed those people to show the world that hydroxychloroquine worked and ivermectin worked, then the pharmaceutical companies couldn't push their bioweapon. They tricked the people. The people were tricked. And they did it to Amazon. They did it to Facebook. And I'm talking about the Biden administration. They did it to YouTube. They did it to Instagram. At the time, they did it to Twitter. And now the truth has come out. And now they knowingly did this against the American people. Zuckerberg didn't have to do this. He could have said, absolutely not. I am not doing this whatsoever. So since this came out, the Biden-Harris spokesperson responded to this and said the following. When confronted with a deadly pandemic, this administration encouraged responsible actions to protect public health and safety. Our position has been clear and consistent. We believe tech companies and other private actors should take into account the effects their actions have on the American people while making independent choices about the information they present. Translation, the First Amendment is an obstacle in our way of achieving dictatorship, so it is incumbent upon outside actors to provide a workaround. And that's absolutely right. And if they actually look at the real science and they really look at the research of the epidemiologists and other doctors, they would have found out that hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin worked. Instead, they attacked these drugs instead. And who was on board with this? The FDA, the CDC? Did they ever give us a peer-reviewed documentation showing that these medications do not work? I mean, we're in a crisis right now, right? We have a virus, as they're telling us. We know it was a pandemic. But wouldn't you say, you know something? Let's look at all our options. Let's look at this drug. Let's look at that drug. Now, a lot of people say, well, they did look at the drug and they killed the people. No, they gave people this drug when they're on their deathbeds and they overdosed them. But when you look at Dr. Zelenko and you look at many others, they use this drug and it was very, very successful. Now, doctors have been using it because, again, the pandemic is over. And this also works for flu and other viruses. And again, if they showed everyone that that works, are they able to push another pandemic? No, they can't. Why do you think they held it from the people? And can you imagine when everyone starts to realize that these drugs cures cancer? And yes, there's a lot of studies right now, and it's going back as far as 2020, that show that, yes, these drugs really help with cancer. Cancer is a virus. And I do believe that we're going to see more of this as time goes on, especially since Trump is bringing in all these patriots. And now they're going to be looking into the FDA, the CDC, the food and everything else. I do believe people are going to be shocked in what comes out in all of this. And people are going to see that the big pharma, the companies, they've been hiding it from the people for a very long time. And people never needed to take the bioweapon. And Trump was right from the very, very beginning. So right there, you're going to see a lot change. But first, we have to get there. And it looks like the deep state players They're going back and forth if Kamala should go ahead with the debate, just like with Biden. Remember, they had this debate very early. I think they even wanted it early. I think actually Obama wanted Biden to step down, and the only way to get rid of him was to have this debate. I think he wanted this done a lot sooner. But now they have the same problem with Kamala. No, he doesn't have dementia, but she's a moron. And they know she can't debate. And the policies that they ran, it's very, very difficult to defend them. Trump has all the leverage on his side. Because again, all he has to do is call them out, just like he called out Biden. Well, look what you did. The borders are open. Look at the crime. All he has to do is rattle off statistics, rattle off what they've done here. And it's game over for all of them. But again, if she doesn't debate, this is another problem they have. Because if you're running for the president of the United States, you can't debate someone else. How are you going to be the leader of this country? You can't be. And this is their dilemma right now. And this is why they've been trying to get Trump to cancel the elections. Oh, we're going to change the rules. We're going to use cheat sheets. We're going to stand up. We're going to use microphones that don't mute. Let's see if Trump will go with this. Maybe he'll just, you know, drop out and say, I'm not doing this. This is ridiculous. This is what they were trying to do. Jason Miller comes out and said, last week the Harris campaign said the debate about debates was over. Now that they've started their debate prep with Harris, they're wanting to change the rules. What is it they're seeing that has them worried? That's interesting. And the other thing that's very interesting is that 3/4 of Democrat voters, they don't know what any of Kamala Harris's policies are. If you look at a website, there are no policies. So the poll found that 78%, and this is coming from Media Research Center, 78% of voters surveyed were unaware that Harris promoted a fund that aided violent BLM agitators to be bailed out of jail during the 2020 unrest. 74% said they were unaware that Harris supported decriminalizing illegal immigration, and 72% had no clue that Harris never visited a conflict zone on the border, as borders are. Why? Because they listened to ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, and MSNBC. Actually, when Trump starts to counter everything that Kamala is saying, these people are going to really wake up. I think this is what they're nervous about. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we know that the court ruled that Cornel West can be on the ballots. And now Wisconsin Supreme Court rules that Green Party candidate Jill Stein can remain on the ballot in crucial swing states. Now, this is not a problem for Trump. This is a problem for the Democratic Party. This is going to siphon off their voters. And this is going to be a huge problem for them. This is why they didn't want this to happen, but they have failed. Now, the other thing that we see is that more than 200 aides to former Republican presidential contenders like Senator Mitt Romney, John McCain, President George W. Bush, and George H.W. Bush have now endorsed Kamala Harris instead of Trump. Now, do you think Bush now is going to endorse Trump? I mean, the aides all did. I thought they were all Republican. They're not. They're rhinos. Republican in name only. I do believe we're probably going to see these other individuals probably endorse Trump as things go south, as they panic, because that's the only choice they have at this point. Because they realize that, hey, if Trump gets elected, which he will, it's game over for us. Everything that we've done, it's coming to an end. So either we make the decision to back Kamala or back Michelle or back anyone, because we're all part of the same criminal syndicate, or we go to jail. So what's going to be their decision? Their decision is most likely going to be to back them. And I wouldn't be surprised if that doesn't happen probably in October. We'll have to see how this all plays out, but we can see already it's already started. 200 aides of all these Republican individuals. I mean, think about it. It's absolutely unbelievable. Now, Rick Grinnell, he put this out. He said, the Kamala campaign is imploding. I just heard from a Democrat friend that the infighting has reached a boiling point. She has been, is a key advisor to many Democrat campaigns. They can't agree if she should speak to the press or continue hiding. And this is a major problem for Kamala Harris and for Waltz, because when they start speaking to the local press, this is going to be a major, major problem for them, because think about all their policies. Remember, Obama has been sitting in the basement. He used Biden. He used Harris. They put in Waltz. I think we all know why. We all know that he's easy to replace. They don't care if he's a liar. They don't care who he is. Remember, they picked all white guys. They didn't pick a black man to be VP. They didn't pick a woman to be VP. They didn't pick an Asian person to be VP. They didn't do any of that. They just picked all white guys, and they picked the worst of the white guys. Why? Because that's easy to replace. And as he keeps imploding on himself, it's going to be that much easier. So right now, they're in a tough, tough spot. And I do believe Trump sent a warning message to Kamala Harris. And he said the following, you know, if Biden didn't do the debate, he would be the Democrat candidate for president right now. The fact is, debate or no debate, the Democrats really did a number on him. So since Obama forced him to do the debate, remember, this was outside of the debate structure. This was on their own. Since he forced them out there, he knew that the people were going to see this and the people are going to go, holy crap, we can't have this candidate. He's a disaster. And it left the D party in limbo at that point, which allowed Obama to step in with Kamala Harris. He couldn't step over her because that would be very, very suspicious. Now, I think what Trump is saying, listen, Kamala, if you debate me, they're going to do the same exact thing they did to Biden because people are going to see you're stupid. People are going to see that you don't make sense when you speak. People are going to see that all the policies you push, you're responsible for all of them. And when people see this, the people in the D party are going to go, holy crap, we are doomed here. Now, yes, Kamala, she's going to try to spin it. ABC is going to try to help her. They're going to do whatever they possibly can. But I think in the end, it's not going to work. And right now, it looks like Trump and Harris, they both agreed on terms. And this is what Trump put out. I've reached an agreement with the radical left Democrats for a debate with Comrade Kamala Harris. It will be broadcast live on ABC Fake News by far the nastiest and most unfair newscaster in the business on Tuesday, September 10th in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The rules will be the same as the last CNN debate, which seemed to work out well for everyone except perhaps Crooked Joe Biden. The debate will be stand-up and candidates cannot bring notes or cheat sheets. We have also been giving assurance by ABC that this will be a fair and equitable debate and that neither side will be given the questions in advance. No Donna Brazile. Harris would not agree to the Fox News debate on September 4th, but that date will be held open in case she changes her mind or flip-flops, as she has done on every single one of her long-held and cherished policy beliefs. A possible third debate, which would go on to NBC Fake News, has not been agreed to by the radical left. God bless America. So I do believe that they most likely are pushing her out there. They are pushing her out there because they want the people to see that she cannot do this, just like Biden. And of course, the optics are going to look pretty good for Obama because he's just sitting back going, I had nothing to do with this. The people in the Democratic Party are going to go, this can't be the person. We got to swap this person out. Now, I wouldn't be surprised if something happens where they decide to remove Biden. There might be an event or something where Biden can't function. Kamala becomes the acting president. Kamala says she's too busy in her duties as acting president to run for the presidential race. And then they could swap her out. And they can also swap out Waltz, which might happen. But since Trump said, stand up, that reminds me of Post 63. And it says the following, to those watching, you know who you are. You have a choice to make. You can stand up and do what you know to be right, or you can suffer the consequences of your previous actions. Make no mistake, you're on the losing side. The choice is yours. Very interesting. The other thing that's really interesting is that Jack Smith, he filed a brief appealing Judge Cannon's dismissal of Trump's classified doc case, and then he went ahead and he basically brought a new election interference indictment against Trump, and he did this in D.C. Now, that is very interesting. Why would he have to do it in D.C.? Because that is the heart of the criminal syndicate. So the indictment is slightly shorter than the previous one Smith brought last August, as the special counsel exercised portions of it after the Supreme Court ruled in July that some of the initial indictment included activity protected by presidential immunity. So they're continually pushing this as best they possibly can. Now, remember, Trump does have a sentencing date in the middle of September. I do believe most likely they will try to throw him in prison. And they're going to hope to use this against him saying, look, he's a felon. He was convicted and he was in prison. Do you really want him to be the president of the United States? And the people of this country are going to go, absolutely, we do. because we know this is all politics. We know that this stuff that you're doing to him isn't real. It's done to try to get him out of the race. It's called election interference. Just like you manipulated the elections in 2020 and you overthrew the United States government. So I think the people know this. So Trump right now, he has asked the appeal court to remove Fannie Willis over racist speech right now. So they're trying to remove all of this, and we see they're trying to regroup, and I'm talking about the deep state players. Jack Smith is trying to regroup. They're trying to keep this going until the election. And I do believe that all of this is going to fail, just like it's been failing, because they really don't have a case. But look what Trump is doing. He's putting all the patriots into place who care about this country, and basically he's creating a transition team. Clandestin put this out and said, Trump names Tulsi and RFK Jr. to his transition team. Trump is making it clear that he's not making the same mistake as last time. One of the biggest criticisms was that he did not surround himself with the right people. Now he is picking anti-deep state champions. He is ready. Absolutely. And the other thing that's really interesting is that we could see the deep state players, they're panicking. Because remember, RFK, he decided to endorse Trump and he was going to stay on the ballot in the swing states to hurt Kamala. And he was going to remove himself from the other swing states that would actually then benefit Trump. And it looks like out in Michigan, we have the Michigan Secretary of State. She is now saying that, no, he will not be removed from the ballot. He's going to stay on the ballot. But again, do you really think the MAGA supporters, Trump supporters, are going to cast their vote for RFK? No, what's going to happen, it's still going to hurt the Democrats. Jason Miller put this out and said, RFK Jr. voters move overwhelmingly to President Trump. With the exit of RFK Jr. from the race and his endorsement of President Trump, there will undoubtedly be a great deal of speculation of what it means and who it will help. I've seen the Harris folks already trying to spin that it won't impact the race. Well, the data speaks for itself. And he put up a table, and it shows Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, North Carolina, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. So to put these numbers into perspective, the net vote gain in a state like Arizona based on just 2020 turnout model would be over 41,000 votes, nearly four times Biden's winning margin. Or in Georgia, the net gain would be over 19,000 votes, nearly twice Biden's margin. When you look at it, net gain 25% in Arizona, net gain in Georgia 13%, Michigan 2%, North Carolina 36%, Nevada 50%, Pennsylvania 13%, Wisconsin 30%. And you can see they're trying to do whatever they possibly can to stop this, but it's not going to work. And the other thing that we could see is that Georgia right now, they have put together election integrity laws to make sure that the elections are run on the up and up. And what's very interesting is that the DNC is now suing Georgia, the election board, for ensuring every vote reflects the true will of the people. So they're suing to make sure that doesn't happen. They are truly the enemy of the people. And out in Louisiana, it looks like Governor Jeff Landry, he signed a new executive order, and he put this out. He said the following: this morning, I was joined by Louisiana Secretary of State and Liz Merrill to reinforce our commitment to safeguarding election integrity in Louisiana. I signed an executive order requiring all Louisiana agencies to clearly inform individuals that only U.S. citizens are eligible to register to vote. Our elections in Louisiana will remain secure and lawful. Absolutely. So you can see there's a lot of states right now. They are protecting the vote. And this is a huge problem for the deep state players. Yes, they're suing to reverse all this, but they can't stop this. And the order that he signed references the 14th Amendment of the United States Constitution, which grants citizenship to natural-born and naturalized citizens, while also asserting that the government cannot deny life, liberty, property, and due process to these individuals. So right there, it shows you that there's a lot of states right now have a lot of things in place. The RNC is training poll workers, and they're putting lawyers into place because you need the lawyers. Now, I do believe these are all roadblocks to make it very, very difficult for the deep state players to cheat. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots are pushing them down a different path. They will try to cheat, but I do believe in the end, they're going to realize they won't be able to. And you could see that Trump now is warning Kamala. She's not going to heed the warning. I do believe they're going to have the debate. And this is going to set everything in motion, which means Obama most likely will come into focus, maybe even Hillary Clinton. So let's say that Kamala decides, hey, I'm going to cancel the debate. I'm too afraid. Well, I do believe her poll numbers, just like Biden, they're going to drop like a rock. And no matter which way you look at it, because to bring the other person in, like Michelle or Hillary Clinton or anyone else, they think that these people are popular enough that they would be able to cheat in the election like they did in 2020. But I think this all leads to the same place, that they're going to have to basically have a cyber attack and say the elections are delayed or they're manipulated. No matter which way you look at it, the results are exactly the same. Trump wins. And they try to say that he didn't win. And they try to push riots and chaos. But I think the deep state players, they're going to give it a go. They're going to give the old college try. And they're going to try to cheat the way they did in 2020. But let's see how this all plays out. It's going to be very, very interesting. But today, with what came out with Mark Zuckerberg, it shows that the Biden administration interfered with the election, interfered with everything. And Zuckerberg just admitted three things. Biden-Harris admin pressured Facebook to censor Americans. Facebook censored Americans. Facebook throttled the Hunter Biden laptop story. And they interfered in the elections. They knowingly did this. Zuckerberg didn't have to do this. He didn't have to spend all his money to manipulate the elections. He didn't have to censor. He could have just said no. But the government went ahead and said, do this for us. So they violated everyone's constitutional right. They overthrew the United States government. They overthrew the duly elected president. And who was involved in this? Oh, let's see, the fake news. We had Nancy Pelosi. We had Hillary Clinton. We had Obama. We had Biden. We had Harris. We had the DOJ, the FBI, the CIA, CISA, Antifa, you name it. They were all involved in overthrowing the United States government. And that falls under 18 U.S. Code Section 2385, advocating overthrow of government. They knowingly did this. And now the truth is coming out. Elon Musk responds and said, sounds like a First Amendment violation. It is. Kim.com came out and said, Mark betrayed his users and is now blaming Biden. Mark knew exactly what he was doing. And his wife donated $400 million to assist U.S. elections offices in setting up the mail-in ballot system that was used to manipulate the 2020 election. He's absolutely right. He knew what was going on. He did this on purpose to make sure that Biden won. So basically, he aided and abetted Biden, Harris, and others in cheating. Yeah, they're treasonous to this country. The House Judiciary GOP put this out on X and said, Mark Zuckerberg also tells the Judiciary Committee that he won't spend money this election cycle. That's right. No more Zuckerbucks. Huge win for election integrity. Yes, another roadblock. But again, these people need to be held accountable. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said, Zuckerberg admits that the White House pushed to suppress Hunter Biden laptop story and much more. In other words, the 2020 presidential election was rigged. Fox News, New York Post, Representative Laurel Lee, House Judiciary Committee. And that's absolutely true. And they knowingly did this. These people are treasonous to this country. It's time to have accountability, to hold these people accountable. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they will. Because when Trump wins, the FBI, DOJ, and all these agencies, they're going to be cleaned out. People are going to be put in, and they're going to follow the rule of law. We're going to have military tribunals because, again, these people were treasonous to the country. They overthrew the United States government. They overthrew the duly elected president. This is treason at the highest level. Really think about this. But you can see they're about to do it again. Again, because they have no other choice. So Trump, they caught them in the act going all the way back to 2016. Everyone now is seeing the pattern of what they do. Even if it fails, they still tried. And they are going to fail, but again, they're using a different tactic. So it wasn't just Dominion, it just wasn't the ballots. Now they're going to use a cyber attack. And all of a sudden, another headline. Chinese hackers break into American government and military accounts. So Chinese hackers believed to be backed by the government have gained access into American government and military accounts. These attacks are unusually aggressive and sophisticated, and have allowed hackers to gain access to at least two major internet service providers with a combined reach of 1 million customers. This is now becoming commonplace. Think about how many stories now about cyber attacks and hackers. They're building this narrative because I do believe as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, they swap out their candidates, they do whatever they have to do. I do believe they're going to realize that what they had back in 2020, they don't have today, and that's why they have this other tactic ready to go. They're going to do the old bait and switch. Yeah, we're going to cheat that way, but actually, we're going to allow Trump to win. Then we're going to say that he cheated in the election. But again, this is all going to fail. Trump and the Patriots, they know the playbook. They know exactly what they're going to do. And once they do it, it's game over for all of them because the people, they're going to back Trump and they're going to see who the treasonous people are. And the people are going to say, you know something? You have our permission. These people must be arrested. These people must be brought to trial. These people must be held accountable. And I do believe they will be. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.